I thought it went great. You know, coming in, it's a first impression. You know, you want to start off the relationship on a good note. So off, you know, day one, you had to come in trying to, you know, learn. You know, I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. They knew it wasn't going to be perfect, but you want to try to be aim for perfect. And honestly, I thought I did a good job. You know, I made plenty of mistakes, but, you know, they're fixable. You know, I know I can fix it. So I feel I'm confident in myself, and it's only up.
So when you join the vets next week, it seems like you and Calvin Johnson might have quite a bit to talk about. Town, high school, college. How much interaction have you had with him, and how much has he been an influence?
He's been a big influence. You know, when I first arrived at Sandy Creek, I had no idea of the county or any of the players that came out of it. And I found out Calvin went to Tech. I ended up going there, not because he went there or anything like that. He's on the other side of the ball, so I can't, you know, make my decision based on a receiver. But, you know, I end up coming here because I feel like it was the best choice, and I feel good with the coaching staff and everyone. And, you know, it's just a blessing in disguise that, you know, we're kind of on the same path. And he's on a whole lot bigger level than I am. But, you know, it's a blessing to be here and to come from the same place. It's great, you know. So when I see him, of course, I will talk and say it's crazy, like how I, you know, well, I'm following you, you know, and so I hope he is a mentor. You know, he's great. He's a great dude off the field. I haven't really spoke with him a lot. You know, I have our summer encounters and we spoke a couple times, but nothing major. So he's my teammate now, though.
What sorts of contact did you have with the Lions leading up to the draft or during the draft?
During the draft, it was a lot, you know, a lot of phone calls during the draft, but prior to, not a whole lot, honestly. I did my research on it, so I knew about the organization, spoke with Coach Williams, and we had a good discussion. He knows some of my coaches back at Tech, and they told me all good things. And when I came down after the draft, which I was, you know, pretty upset about, but, you know, it works its way out one way or another. And after the draft, I had a good feeling about this. You know, I did my research on other teams, and it didn't match.
Okay. How much did the signing bonus play a factor in the decision? Was it just the situation?
Yeah, it was the situation. You know, I'm not a man with a lot of money, but I know, you know, based on this system and, you know, what I'm trying to, my end dream or the love I want to attain, this money is not a factor.
Are you consider yourself a strong safety, kind of an in-the-box guy, or can you play both? Or kind of,
I can play both. I mean, I can play both in the box. You know, I love contact, and I like being in the back. So it's either or. You know, during camp, they did have me at free. Okay. They did have me at free. So, you know, I can adapt.
Yeah, just, I think you led Georgia Tech in tackles in 12, and I think last year as well. So
yeah, I actually
don't shy away from contact.
Yeah, I actually set the record for the most tackles as a DB at Tech. So I just like being around the ball. You know, that's about it.
What sorts of experience do you have on special teams from Georgia Tech?
Oh, a lot of special teams. I played up to my senior year. You know, as the more you play, you know, the less you play on special teams. And unfortunately for me, I couldn't play on special team because early in the season I was suffering with a hamstring injury at first. So they wanted to try to protect me. So when I asked, I was like, no, I have to be on kickoff. They were like, relax, you know, stay in your lane and just, you know, do your role on defense. So it is what it is. But now I have the opportunity to play again, and I love special teams.
What special teams did they have you on here?
All of them, you know, well, the ones we already put in so far. So, other than field goal, of course. But, you know, I like special teams.
How much were you impacted your decision-wise with the head coach situation?
Can you repeat?
How much your impact coming here was affected by James the head coach situation, contract situation?
I can't really comment on that too much, but it was in there a little bit, you know. Just looking at the opportunity, and everyone knows, you know, that we're trying to come in and fight for theirs, and you know, it's just the game of football. It's a business now, so I got to be a business. You know, what Jay-Z say, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. So, you know, now that's how you have to look at it.